Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to episode 126.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by LimeSpot, the leading AI product recommendation software solution for high-growth brands. Their all-in-one platform helps you acquire and convert customers by creating targeted experiences on and off-site. Brands that use LimeSpot see an average increase in revenue of 20 to 28%. Very compelling. They're able to showcase highly relevant products and deliver higher conversions than competitors by leveraging the largest independent AI data set of over 100 billion signals, combining product data, consumer behavior, and trend analysis. The result is deeper engagement, higher average order value, increased revenue, and strong return on ad spend. LimeSpot uses that data to create a customized on-site experience for each shopper throughout their journey, from landing or homepage, through product pages, cart experience, and post-purchase, using recommendations targeted to each customer based on product information, shopper information, and intent. In addition, the platform allows you to layer on targeted experiences based on sophisticated segmentation, giving you the power to personalize emails, collections, upsells, and more based on purchase history, behavior on the website, and customer insight. And that's not all. LimeSpot's newest offering is a very unique Google Shopping solution, the first of its kind in the market. The solution uses AI to enrich the attributes shared with Google, pre-validates and automates your feed, and passes through product and audience targeting information from your website. The result is higher discoverability and an average improvement in return on ad spend of 10 to 26x. Absolutely amazing. From Google Shopping to personalized product recommendations and emails and on-site, LimeSpot ensures every customer has a unique and customized experience. Smart brands truly understand that creating a personalized experience is critical to driving both sales and lifetime value. Get started with LimeSpot today and turn shoppers into buyers. You can check them out at LimeSpot.com. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, this is your first time listening. This is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. Now, my guest in today's episode is Rob Nelson, who's the CEO from Grow.com. Now, Grow is a software solution that makes it simple for Shopify brands and others, but specifically Shopify companies, basically to connect their data, explore it, and then surface insights so that everybody can make data-driven decisions. Literally, I mean everyone in and outside of a Shopify brand. Consider things like salespeople, marketing and finance, operations. I mean, even a data scientist could definitely use the Grow.com's platform. Even the CEO, maybe they need more high-level reporting. Grow has a process, honestly, to support everybody in an organization and to assist with their business or their intended outcomes. So let's jump in and learn more about this like fantastic Shopify, recently noted Shopify Plus certified app partner. Hi, Rob. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Great to be here. Thanks, Steve.
My pleasure. So I mentioned a little bit at the top of the show, but it would be great to share on a high level what Grow does and the problems that your platform is solving for Shopify store owners and brands.
Yeah, you bet. So dashboards, data, analytics, that's all rolled up into a category called business intelligence or BI. And it's a $20 billion market, and it allows you to answer any question that you have from your data. So there's critical information and metrics that you need to be watching in order to grow your business. And you can't get those natively. It's tough to get some of these natively in Shopify or any of these other apps. And it's only by centralizing and pulling all that data back together can you see kind of this cause and effect, not just what happened, but answer why it happened. And this is what bigger companies do and why they win. And so we help uncover those answers and track it in real time moving forward. And what's different about Grow is that we built it to be really easy and accessible for others to get insights and answer questions around their data. So a couple of examples. One is like lifetime value of a customer, understanding what the LTV is for that customer, or slice it by channel or any other segment that you can think of. Another example would be like, where do repeat orders drop off? So, you know, for example, hey, we've got a 50% drop off, our largest drop off between our third and fourth repeat order. Okay, great. How do we plug that gap then? Another really simple use case is combining all your Shopify stores, maybe, and a third party, your wholesale data from a third party system together, doing currency conversion. So you have like a real time view of sales data. We see a lot of customers do that. So those are a couple of examples, and we do that in a really simple way. We have an unlimited user model because we feel like our mission from the beginning is how do we empower everyone to make data-driven decisions, and that's what drives us. So we call this no-code full-stack BI.
I love it. And I think one thing I think that's quite unique about Grow 2 is that out of the box, you have just over the years with the iteration of the platform, there is some for early stage brands that want to get involved with BI, there's already some templates and some reporting that's kind of pre-built into the solution right out of the box to kind of get you up and running.
Yeah, we have about 300 reports out of the box that customers can use when they connect Shopify, the ad platforms, Google Analytics, QuickBooks, all those things.
So let's talk about your journey. I mean, I'm always fascinated why people build what they build and why they have the audacity to want to build it. It always comes down to, I guess, a desire and then maybe an expertise. And so I'd love to kind of hear that story as to how this whole company came to be and then I guess your partnership with Shopify now.
I started a company in college, and like a lot of first-time founders that are young, had no idea what I was doing. And I think felt a lot of things out of my control, right? And the one thing I could control is how much I worked. And so it was like, that was my strategy. I just, you know, put my head down and worked really hard, and then got frustrated with everybody around me when they weren't working as hard as I was. I'm sure some of these founders relate to that. And I knew I needed to do better, be better. And I met this management consultant and I brought her in. And one of the first things that she did was help us like really dive into our KPIs and understand what were the metrics that and the levers that we could pull that really drove the company. And as we really got those dialed and started measuring those and watching those fanatically, it had this incredible transformation on me as a leader and on the company. And we started to see all of our growth, you know, happen, and it just became a lot more fun and enjoyable. And I think a lot of that burden as a founder got relieved. And still the process of logging into all these different applications and pulling data and reports and updating spreadsheets and then getting people rallied around like monster spreadsheets is just a nightmare. And so I called around all these different BI companies and said, hey, this is what we do, solve our problem. And we had a small team. It was like a bootstrap company, 30, 35 people, and bids were all like over $100,000. And I thought, this is crazy. There's got to be an easier solution out there. And so I never solved the problem, stuck to spreadsheets, and had a larger company come in and make a couple of offers and ended up exiting that company. And then said, hey, there's this massive market of companies that need this, and they're just massively underserved with these types of solutions in this space. And so that's what has driven us from day one, is building something easy to use that really solves the problem, that helps companies. It's not about the data or dashboards. It's about like growing and scaling the company. It's about being aggressive and reaching the full potential.
I have a lot of strategic calls with the brands that I manage inside Shopify. And that's one of the conversations that come up quite a bit, where they have a little bit of analysis paralysis. I'd maybe even say a lot, where there's a lot of things to work on. I even try to focus down on, you know, a few smart goals, you know, strategic and measurable and attainable and relevant time-based kind of things, and try to find a couple things that we can work on this quarter. Because I think early stage founders in e-commerce find themselves, you know, wearing a lot of hats, which is normal, bootstrap doing your thing, but I also feel they get overwhelmed with their data. So do you believe that maybe Grow has a place for some of these early stage guys that are, and ladies that just unfortunately only currently have access to analytics through Google and or whatever Shopify is revealing in the admin for first party side of their data? So I'm just curious how Grow fits into that mix.
I mean, I can certainly relate to those overwhelming feelings of like paralysis by analysis and trying to juggle so many things. And early on, it's a big challenge, and it comes down to like priorities. And, you know, I know the pain and have a lot of experience with it. I think where we see companies excel with analytics is, you know, they've got to reach a certain size and a certain maturity where the business model has consistency. And once that's in place and the team starts to grow and you've got managers in place, you're constantly asking for data and reports and trying to make better decisions. And that's the point where that pain becomes real and you say, okay, I need to invest in something like this. You know, data and analytics, it can be complex and does require an investment. I mean, if it were easy, everybody would like have all of the right data at their fingertips and know exactly what to do with it. But it's an investment that needs to be made, and in order to compete and win, because that's what these larger companies are doing. You know, leveling the playing field is what we're all about.
That's important. I think that's the thing, is that you're right. Once people get to a certain level, and that's the angle that I take quite a bit with the brands that I manage. I'm just like, hey, you know what? You do a product market fit, you're doing, you know, upwards of $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $5 million in revenue. How do you get to 20? And how do you make that incremental 10% change? And I think making an investment in grow.com or a BI tool and having, you know, the human capital, having a body that can help manage that and orchestrate and reveal these insights, and then the execution part of it. But like, what are we doing about it? And I think that's quite interesting. So is there anything about your platform? Because since you have access to so many customers, is there anything that you could share today that you found a little bit unexpected about maybe the value that your platform offers to Shopify brands?
I never intended to really build data exploration features. When we launched the company, it was more kind of high level KPI reporting. This was 7 years ago. And I had a customer say, Rob, so in order to use Grow, I really need to know exactly what I want to track. Is that right? It was a great question. It was like, hey, at the time, the answer is yes. And usually what happens is when you're looking at a KPI or measuring something, it leads to more questions. And so the other thing is that like companies don't know what to track all the time, and they need help with that. So we, you know, since then have built in a lot of kind of point and click features to help you explore the data, where you could just start to surface interesting things. And then you can say, you know what, that's interesting. I want to see that in real time moving forward. And you can save that as a chart or, you know, on your dashboard view. So that's one thing that I didn't intend. And we've certainly moved down that way where companies are doing some really much more sophisticated analysis with the product than we originally intended.
It's interesting about the KPI conversation, because, you know, that is an exact comment that has brought up quite a bit. I mean, even from me, from my perspective, trying to educate brands about KPIs, not just, you know, the frivolous ones. There's some really important ones. And I have this note on my wall that I always glance over at. And it's, you know, it's about, you know, how to find, and the steps, I guess, of having winning KPIs. And, you know, they talk about starting with a strategy. And then, you know, so that's number one, just from a high level, like, what are you trying to accomplish in your business? So when you understand that and what you want to achieve for this quarter or for this year, and then identifying how to measure that goal, like we call that aligning your numbers. And that's exactly what Grow is doing. And then being very specific about that and defining the actions, like every KPI has to be actionable, or why are you measuring it? You got to do something about it, right? And then finally, just keep improving, looking at the numbers and iterating on it, and then making some, you know, actionable changes.
And like you said earlier, Steve, I mean, it really doesn't need to be over-engineered and overly complex, that you can start really simple. So it's like, hey, measure two or three things. right? And those will lead to more questions. Yes, start with a strategy, but sometimes I've seen a lot of companies, they say, hey, for us to do anything on KPI reporting, we've got to get make this a big deal and get every department involved. And like, we've got to go do an offsite and like really dive in and understand like, you know, what should we be looking at? It's like, hey, just start small and like grab a couple of things that you know you need to track. And those will lead and branch out to other questions that you have that like really drive the most important things in the business.
So let's talk about these customers that are using the Grow platform. You obviously have, you know, being the CEO, large team, lots of people using the platform, and you have access to a lot of likely some great stories about growing and scaling Shopify brands. Do you have any notable success stories that maybe you can share today?
One thing that happened the other day, this just happened like a couple of weeks ago. I get a random email from another CEO of a company that said, hey, Rob, you know, I just want you to know that our company was losing $5 million a month. And it had been going on for a long time. This was a larger company, right? And he said, within a few months, we've turned that around and we're now profitable. And I credit all of that to having the right data in Grow and our team rallying around it. That's a powerful example. And we've seen this over and over again. I mean, the job to be done with analytics is to make better decisions, right? And I think there's this byproduct of driving accountability in the organization. And for me, it was, you know, providing focus as kind of an ADD founder of like, you know, chasing different shiny objects. And it's like, oh, this looks really cool. I want to go build that out. And then I'd come back and my team would kind of challenge me like, hey, is that one of the KPIs that you own? And it's like, no, it's like, okay, I've got to stay within the confines of what really drives the company. And that's what gave me the leverage to really grow and scale the business.
What's interesting about your industry is that there is, at least from my vantage point, there's significant competitors because the size of market is very large. But then I also would argue that maybe the total penetration of potential customers hasn't even really scratched the surface. Are you able to maybe talk on that kind of level? Like, is that really what's going on? Is that there's some really great handful of great partners in the BI world that are helping mostly the enterprise market, and then there's a few smaller ones that are trying to do their thing with the early stage kind of thing. I'm just curious from your perspective, do you feel that you're well positioned with a large pie available to help Shopify brands?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at our segment of the market, which is, you know, companies under 500 employees that are buying BI for the first time, I wouldn't necessarily say it's a really crowded market. I'd say it's a really noisy market. I mean, it's taken us a while to really find our value prop and what's unique as we've refined our product over the last few years. That real pitch is like, hey, you know, the data warehousing and centralizing your data gives you a superpower, but not a lot of companies are at a point where they can go hire a data infrastructure team and go build out a data warehouse and go buy ETL software and then go buy an expensive BI visualization software on top of that. And that's the typical deployment of BI. And so we've said, hey, we're going to take a consolidation approach and roll it all those pieces necessary into a single platform. And so that's been our pitch out to the market and what makes us unique. It certainly has gotten way more competitive. I mean, since we launched, Google came into the space, Microsoft came into the space. And it's changed a lot, but we've really focused on this like underserved market that may not have the resources and the large budgets to really build out a full infrastructure like you really need to.
Growing the business, obviously businesses are challenging, especially SaaS companies, you know, in the mid-market enterprise where you kind of firmly sit, certainly on the plus side, a lot of brands are making that decision to use Grow.com. But have you found anything intimidating at all about growing your business?
No, nothing intimidating. We're killing it and it's like super easy.
I don't believe you.
Oh, no. Of course, it's been an incredible challenge. I mean, SaaS in general is a challenge, just like e-commerce is a challenge and competitive, you know. The most intimidating part is, you know, the expectations are different. And we've chosen to raise venture capital money and we've raised quite a bit of it. And so the expectations are big. And I think anytime you go and try and do something bigger and really significantly change the market. You know, it's just more public and you feel like you're on stage in your underwear, right? And there's this quote I came across that I really liked. It says, the possibility of greatness and embarrassment both exist in the same space. If you're not willing to be embarrassed, you're probably not willing to be great.
Yeah, you got to put yourself out there, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about, you know, those listening today that maybe they're not currently a grow customer. They see themselves as being a little bit more mature. And so they're ready to step up to the plate, so to speak, and start understanding what a BI tool can actually do for their business, more than just GA and Shopify's admin. And so what do you believe the first things that a customer should do when they first get access to Grow?
I'd say first, I mean, we created an offer just for the podcast and it saves you $2,500. And that's significant. We've never done that before. So I'd say first, like, take advantage of the offer and save some money. The second is that we've have and always have had a large team of data analysts that do training calls and onboarding like every new customer. They like are incredible. Some of the best in the world. We're known for this incredible team. Like, customers all talk about it in reviews. So, you know, data models, analytics, all that can be complex. And we help support you answer technical questions and just make it so much easier. So after you get the deal, jump on a call with one of our experts and you'll get value from your data so much faster. Like, I promise you, even if you have technical resources, a team of analysts, like, we help make the process so much easier.
So speed it up, almost like a white glove service, so to speak, at least from an onboarding kind of customer success perspective.
Yeah, for sure. We take a high level of support and help customers through it. And I think it's paid off.
That's awesome. So Rob, you probably know this, but you might not, but this show does have a diverse range of Shopify entrepreneurs that listen each week. There's thousands that listen to the show. And I think you're in a unique vantage point, understanding a lot of these brands that are connected to Grow. And do you have any advice that you would give them today that are definitely eager to grow and scale?
I think there's a difference between growing and scaling. I mean, you can kind of plug away at, you know, 20, 30% growth, which is different than scaling. And the scaling requires these metrics to line up and, you know, have these dials that you can play with as things line up. And for e-commerce, a lot of times it's about, you know, lifetime value of a customer and what you're paying to acquire that customer. We help accomplish and facilitate that. So I think, you know, my advice would be to go for it, go big and be aggressive and understand the data so that you feel more confident as you start to scale and put more resources towards the sales and marketing engine.
Yeah, and I think when you truly understand your customer acquisition costs and you're very conscious of the lifetime value and you're able to, and I know Grow does this, truly understanding kind of an RFM, this recency, frequency, monetization kind of a framework where you truly understand your best and most valuable customers and how you can find more of them, and then also how you can nurture those best and high value customers. So let's talk about the future for Grow. Can I get a sense maybe of your North Star for, you know, we're in the middle of the pandemic right now. I know that, you know, Shopify certainly has been a solution to this unfortunate circumstance that we're all involved with worldwide, being giving people the opportunity and entrepreneurs the opportunity to be able to build a store online or having bricks and mortar, but then making a pivot to online. So Shopify has certainly been a pivotal piece of software to help this kind of pandemic that we're in right now. And people just love the convenience factor now and are learning more about great brands out there. And so I'd just be curious to see how you have benefited by being kind of in the right place at the right time to help these e-commerce entrepreneurs and kind of where you believe the future is headed with the Grow product.
You know, I'd say middle of last year, we said we've been working on rebuilding our application, making it a lot more scalable, handling billions of rows of data. We put a customer event, like a digital event, that we made a very big deal about. And it reminded me how important that was to create a singular focus for the company. And having like a 3 to 5 month time frame on that singular focus that, like, everyone in the company rallied behind it. And every meeting we talked about it. And so we just got done with our 2021 planning and talked about that singular focus as a company. It's not two or three areas, just one that we can say, okay, this is the most important thing. And so for us, that North Star in 2021 is to, like, really grow revenue. And that hasn't been the focus. I mean, that sounds obvious, but it hasn't been the focus the last 18, 24 months. You know, we've got maybe 55 people in the company. Almost all of them are engineers or analysts, and we have two sales reps. And, you know, we're really proud of what we've built and unveiled recently. And so we're aggressively growing the sales and marketing team and going after that. So that's our North Star. And we have several key partnerships to help with that. I mean, Shopify is obviously one, and we've got a large segment of our customers as Shopify brands and customers. We've got key partnerships with HubSpot and Salesforce and others that we're really excited about.
Yeah, congrats on being approved for the Shopify Plus kind of certified app program, because I know that it was a challenge for a lot of brands to step up to the plate to be approved there, because there is that scalability and the security factor and just the reliability and the customer service. And there's a whole list of things that Shopify was very particular about, but wanting to make sure if you're going to connect certainly a scaling, in a lot of cases, Shopify Plus brand to your tool, we want to make sure that, you know, it has the infrastructure to be able to handle it. And so being approved into that program is very noteworthy. So I wanted to commend you on that.
Thanks. Yeah, we're really excited about this.
So we are nearing the end of the show for today. And, you know, you've shared a lot of great things about the tool. I love the fact that, you know, for those that are in their early stages, early to mid-market-ish, and they're just, it's time maybe to kind of put on your big boy pants, so to speak, and really think about how a BI tool could really help your brand. I just find it fantastic that you have built in like 300 or more different reporting and some KPIs, things that are important. So at least you're speaking the right language. Find a few of them that make sense for you and use the tool. I mean, we'll talk about the offer in a moment, but it really is quite amazing. I just would love any other kind of, I guess, closing comments about how you'd like to end today's recording.
Yeah, I mean, so two thoughts. One is maybe I'll share how we use our own product. Yes, we have different dashboards and every team's got their own metrics and KPIs that they're looking for. But I'd say maybe once a month, I'll come in and used to come into the office, but like sit down virtually with our, you know, someone in our company, and I'll just jam on questions that I have for an hour to two. And it's like, hey, I want to know, what is our NPS or satisfaction score by industry? What is it by deal size? Like, what's our average, you know, and things that I can just go down rabbit holes and answer any question. And it's incredibly empowering to do that and have the tool sets and the data in order to do that. The other thought is just general advice. I mean, some advice I had from kind of a mentor is they said, you know, focus on founder mental health and treating your mental health as part of your job. And so I've had to treat my stress and founder mental health as part of my job and take that serious. And that's been really beneficial. And the other advice they had is that to remember that these are the good old days. And you get to 10 employees and you think back and like, oh, it was just two of us, man, those were the good old days. And you get to 50 employees and you think back on like the 10 employees, like, oh, those were the good old days. And I think it was just a reminder. And I imagine it's the same when you get to 500 or, you know, Shopify size, right? And I think it was a reminder of like, enjoy the journey at every stage.
Love that. So how can people learn more about the grow.com platform and the app?
Grow.com is our site. You can go on there and check it out. You can kick off a trial. You can do that soon in the, you know, a public app in the Shopify's app ecosystem will be open soon. And I think we've got a landing page with this deal on the podcast page.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/grow. And that is going to redirect you to this amazing offer for $2,500 off the platform. And I massively appreciate this is the first time ever in Grow history that you've offered this sort of offer. And I implore people that if you're in the mood and it's time to, you know, drive your business forward and a business intelligence tool is something on your radar, then this is like, now is the perfect time to take up Rob's offer through grow.com. And obviously there's still the trial period comes along with the tool. And so I think that's an important part about working with your team, adding on the solution, and then having Shopify as your first party data, and then any of your third party data that needs to go into the tool as part of your reporting and analysis. I think it's pretty exciting that you're offering that today.
Yes, absolutely.
So Rob, as you know, Shopify's mission really is to make commerce better for everyone. And it's clear based on our recording today that, you know, both you and the Grow team certainly are very tight alignment with really wanting to help Shopify brands to improve efficiencies and grow revenue and the elusive kind of lifetime customer loyalty. And your platform and the insights it reveals is certainly part of a lot of successes of a lot of Shopify brands. So I just wanted to publicly thank you, number one, for taking time today to come on the show, but just sharing your knowledge and your vision and, you know, ultimately giving back to the Shopify ecosystem.
My pleasure, Steve. Absolutely.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Today's episode was brought to you by LimeSpot, the leading personalization platform for high-growth brands on Shopify. LimeSpot increases your conversions and decreases your acquisition costs by using AI to understand your catalog and your consumers. The result is deeper engagement, higher average order value, increased revenue, and strong return on ad spend. You don't have to take my word for it. Trust the Shopify Plus certification. They have over 1,400 five-star reviews on the Shopify App Store and thousands of satisfied merchants. You can learn more about their incredible solution and get started today at limespot.com. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms. All with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.